Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, peoples. Can I get a whoop for Thursday home time, please?
Whoop.
Oh, brilliant. Hiya, Becky.
Hiya.
No whooping.
Well, I'll do a whoop. It's a bit early for a whoop, isn't it?
Maybe don't we whoop save
until
the whoops.
Don't whoop until after five when you can...
Let's save the whoops for Friday, all right. Let's do a big one tomorrow. Hope you're right. Thank you, Greg. All right, in this half hour, I've got a squeaky chair. Seriously, I need to bring my oil in. Is that my job?
What, to oil your chair?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Dan in York says, Mills, if you want to fix your squeaky chair, you can't use bronzing oil. Rude! I've got oil at home. I've got all of it. I've even got a toolkit at home, yeah? With like screwdrivers and all that and pliers in it. It's like a little pink toolkit thing I've got.
Have you ever used it?
No. Actually, yes. I went to get a torch out of it yesterday because one of the bulbs had blown in my attic. You asked. Coldplay coming up and also Ollie Murs and Birdie with Shelter. All right, Chris?
Yeah, good.
Good. Yeah.
These voicemails I've been getting lately.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's you.
Oh, you finally worked it out.
Yeah, obviously. You, I mean...
Which one gave it away? Was it this one?
Hey, Chris, it's Sigourney Weaver. Hoping you have a great day.
Who is Sigourney Weaver?
Hey, Chris, it's Sigourney Weaver.
She's like an actress, quite big.
Really?
Was she in...
She's in like that...
Alien.
Yeah.
And some others.
She's got like brown curly hair.
Was it this one?
Hi, Chris. It's Meryl Streep. Good morning.
Do you know who that is?
I've heard of Meryl Streep, yeah. Was she the one who was the Queen?
No!
No, that's a different one then.
That's Helen Mirren.
She was in Mamma Mia.
Not good with films.
Is it this one?
My name is Billy Piper. I love you. I love you. I never see you these days. You're amazing! I love you.
You're amazing!
See, I got that one when I was on the train.
Oh, did you?
It was really weird because I couldn't hear the Piper bit of Billy Piper. I genuinely thought that was from someone, and it really confused me for quite a while.
Right.
But I know it's you.
How many other Pipers do you know? DJ Pipe Piper?
I know an Ant Piper.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, it wasn't him.
I don't know the Pie Piper, no.
No.
Safe to say, I will
thanks
be.
Thanks for clarifying that.
I will be getting my revenge at some point.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to that.
100%.
Some people are like, oh, you're so mean to Chris. It's just a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Were you hobnobbing last night, Becky?
Hobnobbing?
Yeah.
No, I went to see Legally Blonde.
The musical.
Which is brilliant.
Who's in that now? Because it used to be Sheridan Smith.
Carly Stenson, who was in Hollyoaks, I think.
Yeah.
Taken over and she was brilliant. She was really, really good.
Who was the male lead?
Well, Lee Mead now plays her love interest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
When I saw it, it was Duncan James off of Blue.
Oh, was he good?
Off of The Incident We Don't Talk About. He was very good, actually, yes. Very, very good.
Yeah, so, it was good last night. But me and my friend Vicky spent the whole night trying to get in the back of Imogen Thomas's paparazzi shots.
Did you succeed?
Well, we're just looking now, actually, on the website. I don't know.
What are you doing? Thumbs aloft
that
every time.
That might be my trainer there. I'll go back. Yeah, I think I might have got my left trainer in.
Oh, okay.
But not my face. We were doing, like, proper double thumbs.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You must always do that. If you ever see anyone famous when you come to that London or whatever, just do, like, two massive thumbs. It's really good. It's a good look. What was your favourite song?
The one at the end, in the courtroom, I think.
Is that Gay or European?
Yes.
That is a good song, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
If you have been to see Legally Blonde, the musical, you will be aware of Gay or European. It's trying to work out whether someone's gay or European. And it's also a brilliant game to play if you're going on holiday around the pool. And I do this a lot. In fact, I did this in Corfu a couple of weeks ago. Because it's hard to tell, isn't it? In Europe, when you're around a pool or on a beach, it's like, gay or European? It's a really grey area. It really is. Because they got the Speedos on and they got their like toned bodies and that, haven't they? And you're just like, well, could be gay. Could be European. If you're going on holiday in a couple of weeks, try it. Honestly, you can do it for hours by the pool. If you're not into like reading a book or like listening to your MP3 player, just want to chat with your mates, play Gay European. It's a winner.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh. Right, a couple of notices for you. Tomorrow, around this time, we'll be playing the brand new song by Leona Lewis for the first time. It's called Collide. And that's around this time tomorrow on the show. Leona Lewis, new track. What else have I got here? Oh, yes, next on the agenda, after 5 o'clock tonight, Westwood will be here with his travel clinic. This has been a massive success. BBC Radio 1 Extra is in Mallorca this weekend. You'll hear it all on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. But if you're going to Mallorca or anywhere on your holidays, Westwood knows about the resorts that Radio 1 listeners go to. Yesterday, we learned all about Prickly Heat. So, any questions you've got, if you're going on your holidays in the next few weeks with your mates or whatever, then send a text now and your question may be answered by the king of travel, the big dog in travel, Westwood. Text 81199 now with any questions about any of the resorts that you're going to. He said a really good thing actually the other day about hiring like push bikes and stuff and about getting tattoos and really sensible advice. So, 81199 for Westwood's Travel Clinic. Oh, that music means it's Dear Scott. That's the end of the notices, by the way, as you were.
A-O-B?
No, any other business, no. It's time for Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out what you've been saying.
Hi, Scott. Have you ever noticed that really cool people don't like flapjacks? M from Swanage, X.
Do you like them?
Yes.
Do you like them, Chris?
I love them.
Do you like them?
No. I hate them.
That's not true. I saw you snaffle one the other day.
No, I hate them.
No, you do not hate them.
Becky,
you
sent me to the supermarket to go buy her a box of them not too long ago.
You bought a whole massive family pack.
I think they're vile.
Pardon?
I think they're vile.
Right, okay.
She's trying. The difference is, Scott, she's trying to be cool. We're cool.
We're just
cool. And we can admit to the flapjack.
No, it says people that are cool don't like them. I don't like them.
Well, who's made that rule?
Try hard.
I love them. They're amazing.
Yes. None of us are cool. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L, and all you other clever bods down at the show.
Hi.
I have an observation about innuendo bingo, the duel. The way I see it, the idea of the game is not to laugh. However, when someone does laugh, usually Becky, they spit out the water, getting the other person, usually Chris, and anyone within a 10-foot radius, rather wet, punishing them. Surely, if you laugh, you should get wet, not the person that managed to keep a straight face. Just an observation. Much love to you all. Keep up the good work. Peter, off of Abingdon, XXX.
What are you saying?
Well, I completely agree. I do feel that, especially when I'm getting soaked, I'm being punished.
It's funny, though, isn't it?
Well, it's funny, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the point of it is not to laugh. I think the point of it is to make Chris as wet as possible.
Got some good news. Oh, sorry, another notice has just come in.
There was AOB.
Yeah. Innuendo Bingo Extra at 5:30 tonight.
Oh.
This is a late edition because it's one that happened today, which loads of our listeners have told us about. So, Innuendo Bingo Extra at 5:30. Oh,
wow.
That's the end of the notices. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, the PR4M, and to Dean, just to get a shout out in there for myself. Cheeky. I had a tray embarrassing moment this weekend in the cinema with my fiancé. We were watching Transformers. Other robot-based films are available. And an usher ushered in four guys right in front of us. They completely ignored my jacket that I'd put on the chair in front of me, and in its place sat what could only be described as the tallest man possible. It was as if my 3D experience had been reduced to a 2.5D experience. Mm. Grr.
This is a bit like when I had to sit at a gig behind Brian May off of Queen.
Really?
Yeah.
What gig was that?
And his wife. I can't even remember.
They've both got quite big hair from what I remember, yeah.
Like massive, massive hair. So I couldn't see a flipping thing.
After my...
No, whoa. What were you at? Cool, like, new music? What were you watching with Brian May and... Isn't his wife the one that used to be in EastEnders?
Yes.
Like, back in the day, years ago.
Off of Anyone Can Fall in Love. I can't even remember what it was. I really can't either. I would tell you. Remember, I'm not cool. I don't like flapjacks.
After my fiancé tried to get me to stop moaning, of which I was tutting very loudly, the guy finally had had enough and stormed out in a rush. But he didn't come back. Now my fiancé was mad at me. After further bickering, another one in front of us left. He too didn't come back. Now my fiancé wasn't talking to me at all. Anyway, as it turned out, this wasn't the worst part of the story.
Oh, God.
After the film, when the lights came back on, I noticed some famous faces remaining in front of me. Cutting a long story short, it had turned out that I'd scared off two members of the Hoosiers. I knew it was them because they were playing in our local music festival that night and the lead singer is very small. Whoops. Oh well, doesn't matter really, as I don't really like the Hoosiers. Love you as a friend. Dean, off of King's Lynn, age 22 and 11 months, XXX.
What are the chances of that? The lights go up and the Hoosiers are in the cinema. That's incredible. Wow.
Only one of them.
Only one of the Hoosiers, but still a famous face in King's Lynn. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, on Tuesday's show, you may have heard my friend Chris here. Hi.
Hi.
And his new way of making loads of cash, he told us, was to become a motivational speaker.
I thought it was a good idea.
So what you would do is you would go into huge companies. They would employ you to go in there and give a talk to the staff and motivate them to do better with your words of wisdom.
Yep.
Any uptake from massive companies yet?
No.
Okay, any small companies?
No.
Any offers in any way at all?
No.
Right.
So, well...
I thought there was a but then.
Yeah, so did I. It was like, no, but Dougsy's asked me to prepare him for his next job interview or something.
No, but a few people were impressed. I don't think you've given me quite enough credit for how many people were roused off that.
Yeah, some people were, but it's not turned into any actual offers.
Well, I've got no money out of it yet, no.
Okay. So what are we doing today?
Today I thought I'd change tact and target the fitness empire, I suppose you'd call it.
Right.
So what I thought is a lot of people I've noticed around this part of London have personal trainers.
Yeah.
You've got one.
Yeah.
Becky, have you got one?
Does it look like I've got one? Come on, Chris. Seriously. If I do, he's rubbish.
I haven't got one. But loads of people have around here. I've noticed loads of people in the park have got personal trainers. So what I thought I'd do is I would go to the park and be a personal motivator. The idea being, I can get the extra few yards out of you. If you're on a run, I can be there saying, keep going, and motivate you to be fitter than you are.
But hang on, you're just doing the job of a personal trainer. That's their job to go, keep going.
No, but they charge a fortune for what they do, so I'll just undercut them because I know nothing about fitness, but I'll motivate you.
Okay, so you're just undercutting personal trainers?
Basically, yes.
Cutting them out. So what did you do?
So I went to the park down the road a bit earlier on to go motivate some people, give them a free sample of my motivation so that they can sort of experience it and then hopefully pay me more in the future.
Weren't the So these are people with personal trainers in the park?
Admittedly, some of them, yes.
Weren't the trainers annoyed? So get out, you're doing my job.
Well, no, because strangely, I think they were getting motivated off it as well.
Oh,
so in
right.
theory, personal... This is the thing. I could be employed to motivate personal trainers.
Well, I'd like to hear how you got on anyway.
Keep on running, mate. Keep going. Keep going. Very good.
So you got a megaphone there as well?
Yeah, I took a megaphone with me.
Let's hear more.
Hang on.
I'm going to try and motivate you on your run.
Oh, my God.
You're quick, aren't you?
Hang on. Oh, God.
Hang on a sec. I've written it down.
So you've got a piece of paper there and you can't just remember it.
Yeah. I thought I'd write down some inspirational quotes to motivate people when they're running.
So you are getting a piece of paper out and trying to keep up with someone doing a run at the same time and with a megaphone.
Piece of paper in one hand, megaphone. I also had to carry a microphone, obviously, to try and record these people. So I'm sort of chasing them around.
Yeah, you wouldn't have looked weird at all.
Don't stop moving to the funky, funky beat. God, you're quick. It's the eye of the tiger, mate. Keep the eye of the tiger. You're doing a great job.
What is this about?
What is this about?
I don't think he liked me chasing him, to be honest, but he was
going
quicker.
He's probably going quick to try and run away from you.
There we go, that works.
At least he's running quicker.
He's running quicker, yeah.
God, I'm knackered. Push it. Push it real good. Are you running far? Oh, my word.
What did he say, how far?
Running, I think he said Highgate.
Oh,
that's quite a long
way
from
where you were.
Far
from
where
you were, yeah.
That's a what, 3 or 4 miles?
At least.
In the words of Pitbull, grab somebody sexy, tell them, hey, give me everything tonight.
I like it that your voice is going, because you're running so fast.
In the words of Pitbull, Grab somebody, sexy, tell them, hey, give me everything tonight.
Money, yeah, to you,
hey. He was quick, really quick.
Keep going, you're going. I can't do anymore. That's it. Okay, good luck. Oh, my word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Needed some of your own advice there.
What I really needed was a tape of myself motivating on a you know what I mean? And headphones.
Right. Maybe that's the next step. You could do, like, audiobooks.
Yeah.
It was good that you still had the megaphone on, even though you were about to be sick.
Yeah.
So everyone could hear it all over the park.
Well, what was really bad is there was loads of families having their lunch. So when I listen back to this now, because they were staring at me, that makes sense.
So let's just imagine it. There's a family in the park, it's lunchtime, they're having a picnic, and there's a man bent over double saying this into a megaphone.
Oh. Where am I?
See, I don't expect that in a park at lunchtime.
Got lost as well.
That poor family. Right, so you lost him. Well, he lost you.
Yeah, he ran off pretty quick.
So did you get any work out of him?
Well, the problem is he was so motivated, he ran off. So he didn't get any of my details.
You should have chased after him and given him your card.
I needed a card or something. I didn't think of that beforehand. I was just going to...
Well, let's just see how you got on with someone else, shall we?
All right.
Keep going. You can do it. Put your back into it.
Thank you.
Can I run with you for 1 minute? Amazing. Hang on. Oh, God.
You found a lady now.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to imagine, I'm standing there by the side of the path, and as soon as a runner comes past and they look interested, I then have to pick up everything, megaphone, everything, and chase after them. It's a lot of hassle. Piece of paper flapping away.
With your inspirational words on.
Yeah.
I'm here to motivate you, just for a minute. You've got to be bad, you've got to be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be. I can't read it.
What's that from?
Desiree.
What, life?
You gotta be bad.
Oh, you've gotta
be bold.
Obviously.
That one. Just because when I was looking through various different songs, the lyrics are inspirational if right. You're running.
Is there much Desiree on your MP3 player?
Bizarrely, yeah. Well, that's the only one I've got on. The only Desiree one I had on my MP3.
I think she only did two.
Oh, did she?
I think so.
What was the other one?
Oh, yes, I've just remembered. Well, the other one was Life, I'd Rather Have a Piece of Toast
Than
the
See ghost,
a ghost
one, yeah.
And the other one was called What's Your Sign, which
what?
Is a... which
all
is
about star signs,
awful.
It?
Never heard of it.
Truly one of the worst songs ever made.
I'd love to hear that.
I might try and find it in a minute. Anyway, on we go with the motivation.
Sorry, is this motivating you?
A little bit, please.
I can't do this anymore. Good luck. Oh, my word. Whew. Keep going, mate.
Oh. You let another one go. So far, two people, definitely motivated.
Well, yeah, because they ran off.
But but no money.
No money yet.
Keep going, mate. Keep going. Hey, you better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. Oh, he's off. He's dancing. You only get one shot. Do not let this... I can't read it again. This is the problem. Your opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Is very briefly, is this motivating you?
Absolutely.
Come on, keep on going, mate. I can't keep up. Whoa, you're halfway there. Whoa, moving on a prayer.
You've just started to randomly sing now.
He said he was motivated. I think that's great success.
I was expecting after he'd said yes for you to go, £5, please.
Also, you know what? The other flaw in this plan is runners don't carry money, do they?
So what are we thinking? If they want to hire you as a motivational person...
Yes.
You need the money up front, I think.
Definitely, yes. That would
PayPal.
Be a much better idea. But it's very difficult running after someone... Because the problem is, I was standing next to the path. I can't go money first and then motivate them. But now that they've heard this, hopefully a few people will get in touch and I'll come around and motivate them.
Let's hope so.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Oh no, hang on, stop. That's better. Many Radio 1 listeners are going on holiday soon.
Yes.
For some sun, sea...
and smooshing.
That's it. And before you go, you need our travel tips from... Westwood. It's his travel clinic.
What? Travel clinic, baby. We'll get you fixed up.
Yeah. Okay, loads of people have been on. This is really, really taking off now. Obviously, it's the last day of the travel clinic.
Exactly. So I am just giving out prescriptions for antibiotics.
So, BBC Radio 1 Extra in Mallorca this weekend. What's happening,
exactly,
Westwood?
Exactly. We are going to Magaluf, the island of love. And we are broadcasting live from there from 7 o'clock from Mallorca Rocks. Westwood Jam, Trevor Nelson and Target. And we have special guest performances throughout the night from Man, Rich 32...
Someone else.
Chipmunk...
Sugar Babes?
Yes, no! Oh, and then we take the party. We take the party to BCM afterwards, and it's going to be crazy. Be part of it. It's all part of the One Extra Takeover on Radio 1, 7 o'clock. Yeah, crazy.
Mm. Your voice is going there, love. Do you want some water?
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, good.
Oh,
so.
I've got my CK1 on.
We're good to go.
Oh, yes. I'm pleasing everybody today.
Okay, good. So, first one is from...
Yes!
Adam. Adam from Ellesmere Port.
Oh, Ellesmere Port. Very nice.
He says, I am on a caravanning holiday in Rhyl.
Interesting.
Does Westwood have any caravanning tips?
It's a bit out of my game, but I would suggest take a hot chick and don't go with the family.
In a caravan.
Please.
Anything else?
I know.
Ricky from London.
Yes.
Westwood, when I'm on holiday in hot countries,
yes,
my normal hair product just can't stand the heat.
It's a serious problem, baby,
it
because what happens, the heat heats up the product, it attracts flies, the grease runs down the back of your neck, and that amount of animal fat on the back of your neck, if you haven't got proper block on, will burn the back of your neck. So be very careful. It will melt and run down your back. Yes, it's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. I get that as well.
Exactly.
It's boys' hair product made of, like, animal fat.
Yeah, yes, hoofs.
Is it? Lard.
Mm-hmm. Mm, lard.
So you
lard
could just basically, mercy. That stuff that comes off your bacon on the bottom of the tray, you
Same.
Could just use that on your...
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I heard in some Eastern European countries they do.
So what are we thinking? Are we thinking paste? Are we thinking wax? Are we thinking
wet-look gel? And a shortcut.
Wet-look gel?
Yes, strong.
Okay, Simondo off of Watford's been on.
Yes.
Yo, Westwood.
Yes.
Is it best to change my money up before I go out to Ibiza or while I'm there?
I am just going to co-sign this. I'm in the post office! Sign it, change it in the post office before you leave, kid. I'm in the post office!
Post office? There's hardly any left.
I know, it's difficult to find one.
But when you find one, do that
Change
there.
It in the post office.
Next, Colin off of Lincoln. What's the best way to tell your mate that their budgie smugglers are too tight?
Why would you tell him that? Why would you destroy his gangster? Why would you take away his swagger? I mean, there are certain rules when you should not rock Speedos. The first rule, and this is probably one of the only rules, is that you shouldn't put a Speedo on when your stomach covers them. If you've got that downward lift of your stomach in front of your Speedos, and somebody says, are you bathing naked? And you have to lift up your stomach to show that your Speedo's on, you shouldn't rock them. Another reason is if you are like that and you can't get a matching top for your man boobs, you shouldn't wear them either.
So,
also, if you're a little grey down there, you shouldn't wear them. And also, if you require a 6XL in Speedo terms, you shouldn't rock them. But apart from that, don't take away his gangster.
So
if
no-
he's, yeah, I mean, he should look like he's. It should look like a banana hammock. It should be a budgie smuggler down there. But if it's looked like he's got a pet dog, yes, tell him.
So no bra, no Speedo is the rule.
Exactly, and your stomach covers it down there. No.
Okay, good. But you can play Gay or European by the pool, which is a good, good game.
Oh, yeah, if a lot of European people, if, you know, Eastern European men take an unnatural interest in you, maybe, yeah, don't tell him.
Livs has been on saying, Westwood babes, what are hotel policies on people bunking into rooms without paying?
They will crush you on that, baby. Quite often, people will try and sneak a girl back in to their hotel, and these places, these resorts are hip to the game, and they will not tolerate that. They will charge you at least 50 extra euros for bringing that person back. And that's why a lot of people then say, oh, well, let's go down to the beach. And but as we have said before in this channel clinic, the beach at night is not a safe place, so don't go down there. Don't do that.
Where do you take them then? Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, move on. And on the subject of other advice like that, do not damage anything in the hotel because they will overcharge you for the repair. I mean, that door might only be like, look like 10, 20 euros to replace, but they will charge you 500 euros. Say you come back, you've left your key, you're drunk, you smash the door in, or you break the bed for whatever reason. They will charge you 500 euros for that, even though the bed is only probably worth 50 euros.
Don't laugh, I've broken the bed before.
Exactly. And they will charge you a lot of money for that, so do not break anything. And as I say, a lot of these travel operators spend a lot of time getting money shipped over to pay for breakages and, you know, problems with hiring quad bikes and so forth. And
that wasn't my finest moment. Gran Canaria, 03.
Oh, man, made the bed shake.
Was it worth the money?
Yeah. Tom and Somerset.
You had to pay for the repair of the bed?
No.
Oh, that's because you're a celebrity.
No, it's not, and I wasn't. But it's because it was only slightly broken. But you're absolutely right. If you break the bed, you're going to pay.
And they pay you. They make you pay a lot because they don't want breakages. And if they do, they get extra money for it. They will charge you £500 for a broken door, a broken bed, a smashed window, anything like that. Don't do it.
Good advice. Tom in Somerset.
Stay away from damage.
Tom in Somerset says, recently been on holiday, met a real nice girl.
Ooh.
Hit it off really well. After the holiday, been talking quite a bit. Would it be worth trying for something or leave it as a holiday romance?
No, I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, cashing in for a late summer romance. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Nothing wrong. I think, you know, I certainly wouldn't take your girl to one of these resorts because, you know, you don't bring ice cream to a children's party because there's going to be ice cream there.
And next, Matt off of Oxford, who says, Westwood, I need some advice.
Yes.
Two things.
Yes.
How long do I need to wait before jumping into the pool after consuming alcohol and free foods?
This is such a tricky one in the game, and the answer is at least 3 or 4 hours. That is why I normally eat while I'm in the pool and drink while I'm in the pool to save that problem.
And two, if there are hot chicks in the pool, should I just sit with my legs dangling in?
Legs and everything else dangling in is always a strong look.
All right. That's incredible. Any more advice for us, Westwood?
They say women tend to overpack by 26 items, including they normally pack about 16 bottom things, so that's not worth doing. I would not engage in the walk of shame. I would definitely budget your money. You know, work out how much you've got to spend each day. I would definitely look after your friends if you're out there. If you're all going out there as a group, make sure you all come back together as a group. I would definitely stay away from quad bikes, mopeds, and the like. Don't hire those things. Leave those alone. And if anyone tries to keep your passport like a hotel, go to the embassy to get it back.
And common sense?
Don't forget to pack it.
Amazing. That was Westwood's Travel Clinic. It's been an education for me. Thank you. You know those resorts. You go where our listeners go. So thank you, Westwood.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being part of this.
BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Your show. Sorry, I'm...
It is my show, yeah. It's my name above them doors.
Sorry.
BBC Radio 1 Extra in Mallorca this weekend. You can hear it all on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Thank you, Westwood.
Thank you.
Incredible.
I'll stick around all day.
Podcast.
And now...
Two people... One bin, two cups of water, innuendo bingo, the duel, extra.
Whoa.
There's no bin.
There's no bin?
No bin today.
Oh, right, so you're just going to...
We're going to do it with ourselves.
Okay,
so people can, we can. Everyone can do it at home as well.
Okay, right, so can I cough? Hang on. Sorry about that. Okay.
Do you want some water?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
Wherever you are in the UK, apart from if you're driving, if you are at home at the moment, that's all good. Round a mate's house, that's fine. What are we thinking? A train, bus? Is that allowed?
Yeah, as long as you look right up and not left, right or in front of you.
Yeah. Get yourself some water and play along wherever you are with Innuendo Bingo. We had to do this as an extra today because so many people spotted this one, including James White on Twitter, Ben Morris, Steve Morgan, Dave in Leeds, Pete in Billingshurst, Dan in Preston, Ken, I love that Ken listens, Dave in Buxton, Jim off of Actual Milton Keynes, Scott off of Thirsk, Mark Evans from Bournemouth, Jamie from Aberdeen, Hugh off Cardiff, John London, shall I continue?
Yes.
Kelly in Middlesbrough, Chris in Dumfries, Richard from Bristol, Matt the Butcher, Chris in Chester, David Lee, Craig McCarthy, Charlie from Bishop Stortford, Patrick off Winchester, Jeff, Craig from Horden, Paul off Leicester, Phil in Trowbridge, Ian off Windsor. All those people spotted it. It's a good one. It's from the Open Championship at the Gulf, which started today. So, everybody in the UK, if you can, if it's safe to do so, get the water in your mouth. Okay, I think that's given enough time. And just look up, okay? So point it up to the sky so it only goes on you and not on other innocent train passengers, wherever you are. Okay.
It's hard not to gurgle when you've got it back in your throat, isn't it?
It is. Okay. And it begins. Go on, Chris. Oh. No. Thought you were going to go then.
That sounded horrific.
That was awful.
I had like nowhere to go. Something off a really horrible film.
Awful. Oh, great. Oh, bless you. You didn't mean to do that, did you? It just kind of.
I had nowhere to go. There's no bin.
Spontaneously combusted. It was weird. Okay. Okay. More water, please.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
UK, you ready? Becky, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's some innuendo bingo from the Gulf earlier.
There's the old clubhouse. Very comfortable clubhouse, but it's quite a distance away from the 18th green and the first tee. You can't really sit in the window watching old Fred bash one off. Or should I say, Lieutenant Colonel, at least, bashing one off.
Oh, man. You right, Becky?
I was sat too close to Chris, so I got his fallout. Yeah.
That was a good one, wasn't it? Thank you very much to everyone that suggested that one. We had to do that today as an extra.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris, what's going on?
I am currently awaiting to see Beyonce outside a TV studio in London.
Right.
And basically, we were just waiting here since 11:30 a.m. in the morning, and some guy came out and said, hey, Beyonce's just ordered 200 pizzas for all of you.
So you're in the queue because Beyonce's doing like a TV show tonight.
Yeah, she's got a TV performance going on that's going to be aired later on in the year, and we've been here quite a while, and I guess word got out that we're all pretty hungry. So
how did you find out that Beyonce has ordered 200 pizzas?
A guy came out, and he just basically said, Beyonce herself has ordered you 200 pizzas.
I'd love it if she did it herself.
Sorry?
I'd love it if she did it herself, like, hello? Hi, Beyonce here.
Right, I have 80 margaritas, right? Yeah. No, it's very nice, and they're good quality as well.
Yeah, but. I want 50 Hawaiians.
yeah, exactly.
Do you think she's doing separate orders, like taking requests?
I don't know.
No.
I like chicken, sweet corn, green peppers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
No, it was quite funny, though, because this guy was kind of, because we're all kind of a big queue, he was kind of going down the queue, and we were following the screens go down the queue, because everyone was like, pizza!
Has it arrived yet?
We ate it straight away.
That's brilliant!
Yeah.
I really hope that she had phoned up and ordered it herself as well.
Yeah, because the thing is, if first time you call a pizza place, you're not allowed to pay on card. I mean, that's what happened with me when I called.
Right.
You've got to do cash.
Yeah. That must mean she must be a regular.
Yeah.
Well, she has to come out with cash.
I doubt that'll be a problem. Well, that's brilliant. Pizza on Beyonce, that's pretty cool. Yeah, have a good night tonight,
I will do.
Love you, bye.
Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady, with what you've been saying this week. First one.
Dear Scott, when I was a student nurse, I was helping a lady to stand up, and I kindly suggested that she should link my arm, when I suddenly felt what can only be described as a wet sensation. When I turned and looked, the lady had proceeded to lick my arm from top to bottom. I shouted, link, not lick. She was hard of hearing, but to this day, I can't imagine why she didn't question the lick my arm. Kind regards, love you, Steph.
That's because you were a nurse, and I always trust nurses. If nurses told me to do anything, I would do it. I would.
Yeah, but she said link. She obviously misheard.
Yeah, but she misheard. So she thought lick, so lick the nurse's arm. You would.
But would
do
you
that.
Not think, why does the nurse want me to lick her arm?
No, I wouldn't question it. Would you, Chris?
I'd do whatever the nurse says.
Me too. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L. Hello, hello. I have texted in many times and never got a mention. I think this is slightly rude and think you need to take yourself into a quiet corner and have a word with yourself. Or get Becky to beat you with some form of flip-flop. Winking smiley.
Weird.
I'm writing to say that today my colleague made an amazing discovery, apparently. We've all tried this in our office and we are currently split, and we were hoping that you can settle the debate. It has been pointed out that if you drink Vimto, the squash, not the fizzy stuff, that is slightly warm, it tastes like a pepperami. I personally think my colleague has far too much time on her hands, and she may need some form of help. Love you, bye. Libby, off of Redditch, XX.
Anyone noticed that before?
I can't say I've ever had warm Vimto.
I can't say I've ever had a pepperami.
Oh, I have.
No. I can't trust
yes,
it.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
I'm sure I've...
You've never seen me.
Everyone's
have
had a
pepperami.
Have I not
forced you to eat one before?
No, I've never had one.
I'm sure I've...
Had Vimto, not pepperami.
You up for it?
No, I don't
Why
like
Why do I remember something to do with you
no.
and...
Is there
I've had
a
many,
reason?
I've had many sausages, never a pepperami.
Well, let's sort that.
I don't like... No, I've smelt one.
You don't know.
I've smelt one, but I don't want to put
no.
it anywhere near me.
It tastes different to how it smells.
No, it smells disgusting.
Well, anyway, I don't
no
know
offense,
if that...
No offence, pepperami fans.
I don't know if that squash tastes like it anyway.
Okay, well, no
so
one knows.
Good. I might try it.
Yeah, try it tonight. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and Little Miss PR4L. After hearing about The Marine off of YouTube, who managed to get a date with the film star Mila Kunis, I was, in all honesty, a little angry. He sent her one YouTube video, and she replied instantly, saying yes.
Well, yeah, that was just luck, though.
For the past 149 days, I've been sending my favourite band, Hanson, off of Umbop, a YouTube video, asking them to play at my wedding next year, as a surprise for my wife-to-be. They know I'm doing this, they've even seen some of the videos, but they still haven't given me an answer. Could you please ask them for me? I think they would say yes to you. I know if you called me up and asked me to play at someone's wedding, I would say yes. Love you, James.
Anyone got any contacts with Hanson? I lost contact with them about 98.
Is that them now?
Just checking my phone.
What, in case you got a text?
Hang on.
What are they stored under? Their individual names, or do you have one entry for the whole band?
No, I've just got Collective Hanson.
Yeah, they probably all share a phone, don't they?
No. It would be next to Hoff, probably.
No. No one important. Sorry, do you know
I thought you were checking for Hanson's number. You were actually going to your phone just to see who just texted you.
Yeah. I thought it might be them. That's why.
Right, OK.
But it wasn't, so...
What,
sorry.
Well, who was it?
Can't help.
Who was it?
It was Gemma off of upstairs.
Right, that's nice. Anything exciting?
No.
Does she know you're doing a show?
I know. 4 to 7 weekdays.
Does she know Hanson?
No. Next.
Dear everyone, remember back in the day when Chris was saying yes to everything?
Yes.
And he agreed to run down Oxford Street naked?
Oh, yeah.
You all said you needed to find a quieter Oxford Street for less chance of arrest. Spoil sport. Well, I found it. Obviously, it's called Oxford Street, and it's a small country road in Buckinghamshire. I found the road. Now you have no excuse. Love you all. Danny from Buckinghamshire.
There we are. A quieter Oxford Street for you to street down in Buckinghamshire.
Do I still have to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You promised.
Well, I did the... I thought we'd sort of covered the nakedness thing when I was...
No. You said that you would do it. So there's the challenge right there. Or are you scarred enough by Westwood and that pant incident?
It wasn't the nicest.
Maybe we should let him off because that was horrific.
And I was naked for that, to be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was horrific.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Next.
Hey, Scott. On the 25th of November 2009, my baby girl Isla was born at 17:44. While I was in labour, I had your show on. My life partner Ian and I are massive fans of you and the show. Isla is now one, and I've always wanted to know what the last song was that was playing before the 17:45 news on the 25th of the 11th 09. At the time, I was going to go on to listen again, but didn't find the time after having a new baby. Is there any chance you could find out what was playing during my final pushes? I would be truly grateful and forever in your debt. Please, Scott, see if you can find out for us. Yours sincerely, Michelle.
Well, Michelle, we've done a lot of digging around for this, but that's what Dear Scott's about. You ask us, we can give it. So, this is what was happening on our show when you were in the final pushes. How many puns can we get in? Australian ones on Just for the Pun of It, when we call Actual Australia.
This is Wake Up, you're speaking with Daniel.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, mate, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm looking for a quality hotel for me, my friend Sydney, Veggie and my friend Mel, London but coming to Australia with us. A quality hotel. It's fine, I know you guys are hostel, but you're still good quality.
Good quality. Did you say good quality or good koala?
Quality.
Quality. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mate. How many kangaroos do you have available at the moment?
Kangaroos? We don't have kangaroos.
Rooms. We went to that other hostel last year, but this time we've decided to give it a wide purse.
Sorry, I'm not understanding you. What are you trying to get at?
Just trying to get a room for me and my friends.
For which dates?
For tomorrow and the next two nights. Actually, my friend Veggie might prefer to come next week. Hello? Hello? I think it's highly unlikely he's still there.
Hey, you can go on him when he hung up. So, unbelievably, it was 7 again. It's your lucky number.
Are you going to be kangaroos?
Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199. So let's find out what the song is. Oh, by the way, Ruth and James off of Gavin and Stacey are on Moyles tomorrow morning. Yay! And then it's the new series starting tomorrow night on BBC One. Wow, back in time. That's so weird. Chappers was on. The song, while you were giving birth, was...
This is the problem with these sorts of things, is if you ask, we have to be truthful. And...
The song that you gave birth to your beautiful baby to was... I Need You by N-Dubs.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.